Now that Southern California residents are returning to what's left of their homes, if there is anything left, the next step will be the grim task of calculating their losses. At least 1,800 homes have been destroyed. Many times that number were damaged. And the phone calls are pouring into insurers who are faced with covering much of the estimated $1 billion in property damage that's occurred. On Wednesday, California Insurance Commissioner Steve Poizner declared an insurance emergency in the state. Commissioner Poizner joins us now from Sacramento. Mr. Poizner, thanks very much for being with us.
Yes, my pleasure.
And what is an insurance emergency, and what does the declaration set off?
That enables me to instruct insurance companies to bring in out-of-state claims adjusters, which is normally not allowed by California law, so that they can have all the manpower they need here in California to process the claims quickly and efficiently.
Now, it was reported on Friday, Commissioner Poizner, that the losses, terrible as they are still within the expected range in the insurance industry. Is that your understanding, too?
Well, yes. Unfortunately, wildfires are not an unusual occurrence here. There's been over 25,000 wildfires here in California in the last 5 years alone. So built into their business model, into their cost structure, is a need to build these reserves to pay out these claims. And fortunately, the homeowners insurance industry is very healthy. They'll be able to make these payments. It won't be a problem.
Hmm. Well, what about people who might have home insurance but are underinsured? Can the state help them?
Worst case scenario, if people find themselves underinsured or with, God forbid, no insurance at all, there are a couple sources of monies from the federal government. FEMA is now operating here in California, in Southern California, due to this disaster, and they will grant people up to $28,000 if they have no insurance or they're underinsured. And then the Small Business Administration has set up shop here as well now, where they'll loan individuals or businesses up to $250,000 if they're underinsured or they have no insurance at all.
Those of us in the rest of the country have seen and heard this week that more and more people have been moving into areas that are at risk from fire damage. You mentioned that 25,000 wildfires have occurred in the past few years alone. Why should insurance companies underwrite policies for people moving into areas that have a high probability, really, of being struck by wildfires? And why should policyholders help them do that?
Well, I'm a big believer that one set of policyholders should not be subsidizing other policyholders. I think a homeowner should pay for their homeowner's insurance, which includes, you know, the fire coverage based on the risks. So if you build a house in a fire-prone area, you should pay more, a lot more, as compared to someone who builds a home in an area where there's no chance of wildfire at all.
But how are the policies written right now? Do people who move into those areas have to carry a greater insurance burden?
Yes, they do. And I think by upgrading building codes, by providing significant incentives to implement some mitigation techniques around one's home, and also making sure that the insurance companies properly price their policies so that if people live in a higher risk area, they pay a heck of a lot more, that will go a long way to fixing some of the risks that we have here in this state.
Steve Poizner, Insurance Commissioner for the State of California, thanks very much.
You bet. Thank you.